100 sheep and one of them go astray? Doth he not lead the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? In other words, do you think that if you have one that has went the wrong way, you got one that's about to fall off the cliff to a critical point or a situation beyond which something bad or undesirable is about to happen, that God is not going to leave and come and get that one and leave the 99, amen, the ones that are doing the right thing, the ones that are paying attention to what his words say, the ones that are doing everything that he say with all that's within them? He has one that has gone astray. What kind of parent, amen, you think about you as a natural parent, that one, you got one that's just gone astray, that you ain't going to reach out to try to help them as much as you can. You're not going to try to stir them back into the right direction, amen. You're not going to just let them go, amen, without trying. At some point, you're going to try. You may come to the point that you get tired of trying. You may come to that point, Pastor Joker just ain't learning.
Come on, sir.
You may come to that point, but you're going to try to avoid any one of your children getting in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
God is saying, amen, what do you think, that I'm not going to leave this 99 and go get the one that is lost? I'm going to go get the one that has wandered away. And I think about that. You have sheep that is wandering away. Sheep that are just out there just wandering all by themselves, ain't got no kind of direction. Everything goes, ain't got no kind of guidance anymore, and no one go after them. And a lot of times, because of how we personally feel, or because of something personal took place, but how can you let a sheep that's a sheep go astray and not at least go after them? And then the word goes on to say, amen, that he rejoices more for that sheep than the 99 which did not go astray. Why? Because he turned himself around. He was able to go get him. Was able to bring him back. Was able to rejoice even more. The 99 is okay. The 99 is doing well. You think about it in the classroom. You have a bunch of students that's doing well. You have one that's not doing so well. Requires a little bit more attention. Sometimes they require, amen, some of the ones that are doing good to even assist them. Why? Because they're doing okay. They don't need it. They're self-sufficient. They're not going down the wrong path. They're not about to approach a cliff and something is about to happen. But God is saying right here in his word, amen, amen, that he's going to leave the 99 and go get the one. Then it said, amen, that he rejoices even the more with that sheep. Amen. 13th verse, and if so be it you find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than the 99 that went not astray. 14th, even so it be not the will of the Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. He don't want any of us to perish. God desire, amen, for every one of us to make it in.
Amen, sir.
He has provided a way, amen, for each and every one of us to make it in.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. For a copy of today's message, you can call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Come worship with God's great body of people. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service is Saturday at 1 p.m. Praise be to God, to our founder, Bishop Elbert Mulberry, and our pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Let's all stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. My cradle up until now, and through all the twists and turns of the dangerous highways, you brought me through all the valleys, over all the mountains, round all the curves, you brought me. Just want to say thank you. Now, Lord, as we look to your word, Lord, we ask that your word moves somebody toward you and not drive them away from you. Lord, we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Just a little while. A little something that's pretty pertinent to the times, so to speak. And no, I'm not about to announce that one of Mount Calvary's lawyers has been raided by the FBI. I'm not about to announce that. We don't have those problems like they do up the road in Washington, amen. That's something else, isn't it? All kind of stuff going on in the country today. But there's one thing that we can't get away from. Heard somebody say death and taxes, amen. Amen, no matter what you do. And the day, if my calendar is correct, is the 15th. April 15th. Amen. April 15th. That dreaded day, amen. If you ain't got it straight by now, something wrong. Amen. Amen. That knock on the door might not be the Holy Ghost, amen. You know, you can't play with Jesus, and you sure enough can't play with the IRS. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God above, the Godhead. Let's take care of protocol. And our pastor emeritus, his absence. Giving honor to Reverend Rodney Lonix, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and all of you. It's a beautiful day. Nobody ought to be scared today. It's so pretty. But there's somebody having heart palpitations, and it's not because of a constricted blood vessel. It's because they were hurt. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you a little story that we told you some time ago. But it never gets old. If you go with me just for a little while to the book of Matthew, 9th chapter, we'll talk a little bit about something that kind of parallels this day, if you will. Matthew 9, and of the King James Version, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. Matthew chapter 9, starting at the 9th verse. While you are perusing that, let me just divert your attention just for a second. Since we're talking about federal things, federal issues, and things that must be, there will be a meeting here on Thursday of the NAACP. Now, we're not trying to turn this into some sort of political platform, but there are some things that are necessary to be looked at in this area. And I'm told that if you'd like to come out on Thursday at what time? 6 o'clock. Our deacons have invited the NAACP, and with my permission and my approval, of course, to come here and talk with us here at Mount Calvary. So if you'd like to come out, NAACP, Thursday at 6 o'clock. Amen? Matthew 9, starting at 9th verse, says, "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto him, to them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Amen. Just for a little while, we use this subject. Tax time. Tax time. Amen. Amen. Like I said before, today is April 15th. Deadline. Deadline for taxes to be paid, or either file for an extension. But if you haven't done either, something's wrong. Amen. And you're probably going to get a call or a letter or a visit. Amen. So you need to do something to let the folks know you plan on addressing your taxes. Amen. But now, if you owe any taxes, better try to figure out how you're going to pay them. Now, if they owe you, it won't be as urgent as if you owe them. Can I get a witness? I mean, you can't put them on no payment plan. You just got to wait for your check. But if you owe them, amen, better figure something out, amen. But everybody doesn't owe. For the first time in about 4 years, I'm getting a little something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I even thought about trying to claim Lucky at one time, but he got four legs. They wouldn't go for that. Some people took out enough taxes during the year to where you don't have to pay now. So you got to do something. Some folk didn't make enough money so they can claim that earned income exemption. Some folks claimed enough exemptions and won't have to worry about paying. Amen. But, you know, something's got to give. You got to do something. And then there's that person that didn't work at all. Amen. That brother doesn't have to worry about the IRS. Amen. Amen. God forbid and God bless him, he might be sleeping under a bridge somewhere, but he doesn't have to worry about the IRS. But all actions concerning taxes in this country are governed by the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. And there's a lot of cans and can'ts when you're dealing with the IRS. Amen. And you got to watch it because they change things from year to year. Amen. What you could use last year, you get to filling out your paper and find out that that's not in effect anymore. Congress has changed and you got to go to another loophole. Amen. But this is a little story about a tax collector. And this story is told in the books of Mark and Luke as well as Matthew. But I chose Matthew because he was a tax collector. Amen. Amen. He worked for the Roman government. Amen. Folk didn't like him that much. Can I get a witness? And I would imagine if somebody in our neighborhood worked for the IRS, we'd be rolling our eyes at him every time you see him. Amen. Amen. But now, over in the city of Jesus' birth, amen, as he was walking through, we see that Jesus happened upon Matthew, sitting at the receipt of, in other words, sitting at the table where they come to pay. Amen. You know, you bring your money to Matthew. Amen. And sometimes grudgingly, that's kind of like when people give at the church. Sometimes grudgingly, sometimes graciously. You know, sometimes they give with a smile, sometimes, you know. But that's the way it was. But now, folks didn't like Matthew hanging around too much. I mean, they didn't trust him. Amen. They couldn't leave your purse sitting beside Matthew. Amen. Can I get a witness? But what they should have been worried about is their own indiscretions. Yes. Instead of worrying about what Matthew's doing, yes, instead of worrying about what the IRS is doing, what are you doing, yes, to further your spiritual tax? Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
And instead of despising Matthew, what they should have despised is their attitude about their fellow man. Verse 9 again says, and as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Now, this was somebody that nobody liked. But Jesus said, follow me, and he immediately got up and followed Jesus. Can I get a witness? Amen. Sometimes church folk don't even want to follow Jesus. Can I get? You know, this makes me think sometimes about Pharisees and the Sadducees, how they were the good folks. Amen. The well-off folks, not only economically, but so they thought spiritually. You know, church folk, we can get a little indignant sometimes. We feel like because of our longevity in the church, amen, because of how many boards we serve on, amen, and how many times we've been at the church door when it opened, we feel like that we're worth more than somebody else. I saw Deacon Tony Harris today taking the time to deal with somebody who we would normally term a vagrant on the outside. Instead of rushing him off and saying, oh, look, you got to get on away. We're fixing to have church here. Right. I walked up and I saw Deacon Harris taking his time with this gentleman. The gentleman had a dog in his arm. Amen. He had been in the church. They asked him to leave because of the biohazards with the pet. But Deacon Tony was taking his time talking to him. I walked up and Tony said, it's okay, Rev, I got it. The gentleman left. I don't know what the conversation was about. It wasn't my business. Deacon Harris had it. But sometimes you got to take time out with people. Amen. Amen. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they needed to know that. You got to take time out with people, even tax collectors. Amen. Verse 11 says this. When the Pharisees, I'm sorry, let me read 10 first. And it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Yes. Jesus decides he wants to go to Matthew's house and have a meal. Amen. The publicans, who were his fellow tax collectors, and sinners came to eat with Jesus. Amen. Now, I wonder what somebody might say, Pastor Humphrey, wind up down the street where they burn that barrel that down there when it's cold. You know, it's got a barrel down here on 3rd Street, back off in the cut, so to speak. And them brothers been huddling around that barrel for many years, and they get, you know, they got a little drink. If y'all saw me huddle around the barrel, what would you think? Would you think I'm there getting the bottle passed around? Would you believe I'm there trying to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus? When the Pharisees saw this, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Man, why is Jesus hanging around with these folk? They ain't no good. All they want is your money. Can I get a witness? Amen. But Jesus wanted them to know that he came for everybody. He didn't just come for the righteous, because nobody's righteous if you get down to it. We're all sinners. We all need the Lord. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus sat down with these particular individuals that were looked at as the low life in society. You know, but the Pharisees were the elite class. Yes, sir. Well-off church folk. Yeah. Nice homes. Yeah. Good chariots. Yeah. Nice fine silk robes. Yeah. And you know, due to their social and economic status, they most likely could afford to pay their taxes. Yes. But even though they were able to pay their earthly taxes, some of them needed to pay some spiritual tax. Somebody needed to pay that love your neighbor tax. Can I get a witness? Somebody needed to pay that humility tax. Can I get a witness? Somebody needed to pay that meekness, long-suffering, and tolerance tax. Yes, sir. But all they thought about doing was wondering why Jesus was somewhere. Can I get a witness? Wondering what's wrong with Jesus. How dare he, talking about he the king of the world, sitting down with these vagrants and vagabonds, sitting down with these no good tax collectors. How dare he? But we're not talking about a normal person. We're talking about Jesus. 12 and 13 says, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Yes. But go ye, I like this part, go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. In other words, what Jesus told them, go home and find out what I'm doing. Go somewhere and let somebody tell you about the Savior of the world. Go somewhere and learn what this means. Don't just go tell somebody what you think might be happening. Sometimes we tell folk what we think is happening, but it's nowhere close to what's really happening. Go learn what I'm doing. Learn why I'm here. Learn who I'm here to save. Amen. They despised the tax collectors. Even though they could afford to pay them, they despised them. But they'd begun to be judgmental about anybody that wasn't in their class. Right. Amen. But not only did my Lord like the publicans and sinners, he loved them. Amen. See, there's a difference in like and love. Yeah. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Amen. But Jesus liked and loved them because they were the people that he came to save.